America Tonight, of course, the latest on the trail that Nader Hassan left behind leading up to the Fort Hood massacre. Also, a case against this nut in Ohio as the body count continues to expand. And this time they're talking about possibly overseas, that he might be connected to some killings in spots where he lived in the military, which includes Japan. Wow. In the meantime, talking of killing sprees, I hate to make it all doom and gloom right from the get-go here out of the gate on ATN, but the man who really terrified a lot of people back in 2002, the D.C. sniper, John Allen Muhammad, does not get the reprieve that he was hoping for as the U.S. Supreme Court refused to stop the sniper execution. And that's where we start right from the get-go here on the show. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we said, that is the show. If you've just tuned in, you can always send me an email, snail mail, baby. Flip it to me, americatonight.net. We get a lot of emails on a lot of things that we're talking about because we ping and pong all over the place as so much is happening. And the great thing is we are live, live, live. So here's the deal on what happened with John Allen Muhammad. I'll give you a little background for me. I was living in the East Coast, and my mother was traveling a lot to D.C. on business. And I'll tell you, that's what the buzz was about. Do you think we're safe? Because this happened just a couple of miles away, and we're talking Virginia, parts of Maryland, and obviously D.C., as I mentioned, as well. And you just didn't know what was going to happen, who was going to be picked off next. And there was no pattern to this. It wasn't females. It wasn't just females. It wasn't males. It wasn't a color thing. It had nothing to do with the color of skin, etc. It wasn't some vendetta against wealthy people or just in a particular area. It was very odd. And I got the feeling in the beginning that of course, and I think they've certainly talked about this, there was no connection, and it made it tough, almost like, you know, John Allen Muhammad was a ghost with Lee Malvo, who, of course, was Lee Boyd Malvo, who was the teenage accomplice who was with him. So the Supreme Court, thank goodness, refused to block Tuesday's execution because this mastermind, just terrorist in his own right, deserves the death penalty for the lives that he snuffed out, including hitting a kid. The kid survived, thank goodness. But when that happened, I mean, you could tell the chief was so choked up that he could barely speak because there was no connecting the dots with this. So Muhammad will die by injection at the Virginia prison for specifically the slaying of Dean Harold Myers at a gas station during that spree. It was a three-week total in 2002. I mentioned the states where it happened. And the teenager, they're also suspected of fatal shootings in a couple of other states, including Alabama, Arizona, Louisiana. And Malvo, of course, is serving a life sentence. Now, there is still a clemency petition before the Virginia governor, Timothy Kaine. I wouldn't give much hope for this. Muhammad's attorney says that Virginia doing this is executing a severely mentally ill man who suffered from Gulf War syndrome the day before Veterans Day. Now, see, there never was any cop to what the motivation was. This is what the attorney's saying, and that's an argument he's trying to use to pull at the heartstrings. But does that hold any weight with anybody in the audience listening to me? Do I think people can snap? Do I think he did snap? Whatever. Yes, absolutely. Do I think he deserves to die? Absolutely. For what he put those people through, and innocent people pumping gas and just going about their daily lives, sorry, there is no excuse that washes whatsoever. And then to also pin this on that, because there are so many people, sadly, that have gone through Gulf War syndrome and are going through it now. Trust me, I've seen them on a trip to the VA, and I don't think it's right to lump him in with that crowd either, because I think it's a reach. Almost to me, like when people automatically the insanity plea comes up. Oh, insanity. Nothing is more infuriating in cases where you know clear cut, come on, no way. They had their faculties absolutely. And I think people across the country started to talk about, wow, what if, you know, geez, the sniper, you think of what happened there. Can you imagine if this happened in our area? You have no idea. How do you have a defense against that? Because it's out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, somebody drops dead to the ground and people scramble and all of a sudden there's news crews and cops and everything else. And that's what it was like for those 3 weeks because you just didn't know where he was going to strike. And as a person who's a proponent of the death penalty, not, of course, for getting the hardest evidence you can to nail the people, because certainly we know that no system is perfect, and I'm sure people have been executed who are innocent, which is, that's not good by anyone's count. But I think there are circumstances when something is so heinous that, to me, it speaks to the death penalty. It speaks to, this is what you have to do with this individual. This is what has to happen for what this person did. Now, the question will become, probably in the near future, is that a possibility for Major Malik Hassan, who is the suspect, obviously, in the slayings at that military base in Killeen, Texas, where he stunned everybody and just opened fire 100 rounds. And, you know, I also have questions about that. I guess at a close range, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. What do you do if, boom, there you go, open fire. Nobody could overcome him because he's automatically just shooting everything like targets in his way or people that he's aiming for or whatever. So it's just a hail of bullets in a very short amount of time. And when it's all over with, you've got 13 people dead and all these others injured, some of them who barely pulled through, but luckily they did pull through. So there's a lot of questions when it comes to Fort Hood. And I still say the biggest question, the one that all of us have to ask ourselves is, one of them anyway, are we becoming a land of too much political correctness? When somebody sees something that just isn't right, I don't care what it is, it doesn't have to even do with Islamic extremist, which certainly if you saw anything that reeked of that in any walk of life, you should report something. You should make a phone call if you know. I'm not saying rumors, crazy things, ridiculousness, seeking people out, whatever, because, oh, there's a Muslim, let's do that. And that's the problem. I mean, that's the problem with this. But because we've gone to the extreme on the political correctness side, we're seeing the price that you pay as a result of that. And I think that's what happened in this case of Major Hassan. What do you think? Do you think we are a nation that's just a tad too politically correct for our own good? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We'll talk about that more coming up in another three here on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Wow, gold is on a hot run. I'm going to tell you where it settled today, and you might be surprised at this. I think it was 4 or 5 months ago I was talking about gold hitting 2,000 and 3,000. I wouldn't necessarily be surprised by that, but I'll tell you where it's at here coming up around the bend. Also, the Berlin Wall, 20 years since that wall fell. Do you remember what you were doing? I was watching on the tube. And remember, of course, the famous Ronald Reagan words, and you can still hear them. They play that sound bite over and over again. Tearing down the wall, what has it meant to so many people? We'll jump to that, too, as well. But in the meantime, are we too politically correct for our own good? Of course, we don't want to turn into a nation. We are a free society, an awesome society. I mean, it's still, I say it all the time, at least once on this show, during every show, this is still the greatest place to live on the face of the earth. Go other places and you'll see. Even if you like some other places that you visited, don't you always want to come back to our soil? But there's reasons for that, and there is a cost for freedom. But there's at some point when something's wrong, you should speak up. You should say something to somebody. And there were problems here with this major, obviously, going back to, if you wanted to connect some of the patterns, going back to what happened at Walter Reed. How, as a resident, when, I mean, he's a doctor, as a resident, as an Army psychiatrist, when all the fellow peers, and everybody did it, they did little presentations on drugs that were being used to combat mental illness and things they had seen in soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. When it was his turn to do his presentation, he puts the slides up and whatnot, and, of course, the supervisors are there and peers are there. And the entire presentation is about how Muslims probably shouldn't be serving in the military because they're killing fellow Muslims, and goes on in a whole diatribe of that. And apparently really stuns the people who are listening, because it was supposed to deal with medicine, obviously, not opinion on Muslims serving in our military and how it's conflicting for them. I think that should have been an eye-opener for anybody. And then we're hearing other things as well, including the FBI investigating things that were were thrown about, posted on websites. But that's the question. Are we too politically correct at times for our own good? When is it? When do you have the courage to speak up? You know, when do you step forward and say, whew, listen, I was in this room and I just got to say, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but it's a little odd here. We're all in the military and here's what was said. Cause you have to think about this. What if somebody got up and they turned out to be, I don't know, a Nazi sympathizer or some crazy thing, got up and started spewing sort of stuff about that and military conflictedness and from the past haunting us or whatever. Well, that has nothing to do with medicine or treating patients. Would anybody have said anything then? I don't know. 800-259-5791. We have a dungeon candidate coming up in just a few. Don in Wyoming. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, I don't know when my Cowboys beat me yesterday.
Oh, of course. You had to pour salt into the wounds, don't you?
It was just a win. They didn't, like, womp on them, you know, so.
They did, except for now they're, wait, but they're leading the NFC East, so it's a huge win for the Cowboys.
Well, they may not be leading it for long. They got a lot of tough games ahead, so,
yep.
Including a date in New Orleans, and, of course, Jay Payton knows every play in the Cowboys and the Cowboys playbook, so.
That's right.
That does bring up an interesting question. Should Muslims be going over to fight Muslims in the military, you know, because it does bring up a religious strife inside, and it makes you kind of wonder, you know, back at, I don't know, when did, and I guess we'd have to go back to World War II, you know, was, you know, did we have German-Americans going over fighting Germans or Japanese-Americans? Of course, we interned most of them, but...
Right.
Japanese, you know, it does bring up a little conflict there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess you heard that it sounds like, Obama's going to send four brigades over there, basically giving that, McChrystal, in Afghanistan, the general there, what he wants.
I know, and it's so funny because originally, and I had said this a ton on the airwaves, I had a good source at the Pentagon that was saying, oh, no, that's quite the opposite. It was going to be closer to 15,000. Now, you do know this. I mean, it's being reported that he may get the full amount, but the White House is denying that. So they keep denying. So we don't know at this point, but I think in light of the things that have happened, if we're going to stay there, if there's going to be any kind of a strategy, if McChrystal's the guy that he passed the football to, you got to trust what he says and you got to give him what he wants, I think, in this case.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kate, the question I have is, and, you know, and you got, if you ask yourself, well, what are we trying to do, okay? In Iraq, supposedly we go in, we throw out Saddam, okay? The idea was for them to be able to be self-governed, become a democracy, and have a military, you know, that could take over, which I guess they did last summer. Or sometime last year.
Right,
you know,
June.
And where we're just kind of in the back shadows, and then we just gradually leave. And, you don't hear too many deaths of Americans in Iraq right now. And so, you know, and if that's, I guess the question is, if that's the same thing that they're trying to do in Afghanistan, and of course this guy's government's really corrupt, not that that bozo that's in Iraq, the one, you know, like, I can't even remember his name right now. Not that his government isn't corrupt, too, but...
Al-Maliki you're talking about?
Yeah. And
yeah.
Not even that our government's not corrupt. Ah, that was a good one. Anyway, so the question is, you know, you got to have you got to know what the end game is, I guess, you know, say, hey,
sure.
You know, this is what we're
strategy.
Trying to achieve. This is what we got to do to achieve it. And then, you know, they need to go hold the balls on this. They can't just, you know... You can't just sit back and you know, I don't know, pussyfoot it and just, you know, say, oh, okay, well, we'll just do this today and do this today. Let's go for the win. I mean, you know, if that takes 40 more thousand troops, if that takes 80 more thousand troops, let's do it and get it over with. And if it doesn't work, you know, in a year from now, because I'm sure Obama's going to be going, hey, you told me you needed 40,000 troops and we still haven't, you know, we haven't won this thing. And go back and remember, Kate, Soviet Union couldn't beat them. You know, so You know, that's my point. And I think that's what's wrong with most of Americans. I think they're just tired of hearing about it. You know, I mean, they just want to get it over with and, you know, get our troops home and not have to hear the words Iraq or Afghanistan on the news every day.
Yeah, you know what? I actually agree with you. It doesn't even feel like a war, and that's part of the problem. That's what McChrystal's saying. Look, it's not even sold to the American people. And what you said there, because I would say get everybody out of there. If you're only going to do it halfway, then forget it. We shouldn't be there. If you're going to go for it, like you said, balls to the wall is what you have to do. And then that means if McChrystal's the guy in charge and this is on his back and we're trusting him, it's the generals that should run the war because they're the eyes, the ears, they're the ones who are there, who see, who crawl around all over the place. And McChrystal, to his credit, has done that. Then give him everything he wants and don't give them half of it. Oh, you can only have half of the payload. You're only taking part of this. No way. If we're completely invested in this and we have lives over there, Don, like you said, then they've got to go full guns to this for the win.
Yeah. And one last thing. I guess they're going to execute this Malvo guy, huh?
Not Malvo. It's Muhammad, John Allen Muhammad. Malvo was the teenager. He's life in prison.
Yeah.
I come backwards. Sorry about that. But anyway, I bet you think he's wishing he was in California right now.
I'm sure he is. As I said, I think this is the perfect case. He should be executed for what he did to those innocent people.
I know what I meant was, you know, he could spend 20 years on death row in California in that condominium, right? So.
No kidding. And look how quickly, I mean, that was 2002. Boom. Here's 2009. So, much faster pace there. And I'm glad. Of course, the Supreme Court wasn't going to stay that execution. Yeah.
Are the feds the ones executing him, or is it the state of Virginia?
It's Virginia.
Okay, so yeah, man, at least their process moves along. So
yeah.
So I mean, I honestly think that Peterson guy, you know, on death row in California, you might outlive both you and me.
Yeah, no kidding. And for what he did too, think about that—the pregnant wife and the denials and the fooling around and the innocent baby was terrible. Don, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a good one.
Thanks.
All right, 800-259-5791. Even if he did gig me about the Eagles losing to his Dallas Cowboys, 800-259-5791. More conversation on the flip side, plus the dungeon.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. Well, I watched the world go to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
Well, let's face it, the stock market is like gambling, isn't it? Standing over the craps table in Vegas, taking all of your money and saying, black, give me black at the roulette wheel. Put it all on red. But 401ks, etc., have allowed some people to retire comfortably over the years. Of course, now we've seen some of the dips and things that have happened to people's 401ks when we had problems, obviously, and the stock market tanked. And even if you thought you had a conservative basket of stocks and whatever funds you were invested in, your work 401k, whatever you chose. So a lot of people working actually longer to make up for the losses. And as somebody who was lucky enough, at one point I had an aggressive 401k when I worked for CBS. I think when the stock market tanked, I want to say it was, oh gosh, when was the last time the real big hit? Right before 2001, I think I lost maybe $30,000, something like that. And hey, I was, you know, again, taking as much money as I could, throwing it into the 401k. And many of you listening in unions, etc., or who are lucky enough to have 401ks wherever it is you work, how rapidly can you accumulate that money? But how many of you have lost a chunk of money as well? So what's happening with the stock market? It was a very huge up day on the stock market, a big rally. The Dow Jones was up, NASDAQ, S&P, all the way across the board. And here's the key thing, gold. Do you know that gold might hit 1,500 is what they're talking about? So far, gold this year has gained more than 23%, and they think that the rally will continue into next year because of the weakness, of course, in the dollar. I say this all the time. They're printing all this money, and they have no idea how much they're even printing. At one point during the day, for those of you who are curious, gold hit a high of $1,111. Woo! And settled back down to $1,101.40 an ounce. You know, you could get gold a couple of years ago for a song, a couple hundred bucks. Every single one of us could have at least owned a couple pieces of gold, right? Somebody asked me the question once, if you could have had any stock right from the beginning, what would it have been? And, of course, Walmart was one of the all-time blockbusters, and we've seen what Google has done. It's up to like 500 or something like that. So you get in the beginning when it costs you basically a couple of bucks. And as I always say, anybody could afford that, right? Any of you listening could afford that, because trust me, I'm not a wealthy woman by any stretch of the imagination. But the key is that diversification, right? So we move from the lecture about the diversification and what happened with gold and the Dow surging to a 13-month high, which I hope helps some people who are trying to build back those 401ks. So what I was ultimately talking about, and being too politically correct, are we going in that direction when we're seeing how there were a lot of red flags with this Major Hassan, and nobody said anything, obviously, and here he was rising through the ranks and being promoted in the military, and clearly there were some disturbing things happening that didn't make sense. Let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. Do you have any gold, Sam? You could have gotten it for a song.
No, I don't.
Edna in Kansas, Jana in Iowa, Mark in New York, you, me. I mean, really, honestly, you could have bought it for like $100, a couple hundred bucks, $100-something,
I think,
at one point. And isn't that crazy? Now, that's not gambling when you buy something for just the mere $100, and now it's worth over $1,000. That would have been sweet, huh?
I know.
Missed opportunities.
I know. You were talking about last night about the Muslims. There was one thing, unfortunately, you cut me off. I was going to tell you. Steve's father, my brother, and a friend of his when they were growing up in elementary and high school was Muslim. And going through high school, elementary and high school, you had kids who were saying, "Oh, you're going to burn in hell," because you don't believe in Jesus. With all the respect to those people who do. Because we weren't Christian, quote unquote. And when it came to their senior years in high school, a couple of kids bluntly came up to them and said, "What kind of college do you think you're going to get into? You're not Christian." So we're talking here in this case 1971, 30 odd years ago. P.S. My brother is now what you would call a CPA here in Canada. He's known as CGA, owns his own accounting business and does, fairly well. And his Muslim friend is now a chief pharmacist of a hospital in Toronto, or as we like to call it, Canada. Here in Quebec, we can get away with saying that. Mm-hmm. So, and he went to their 30-year reunion a few years ago, and the guy said, "So, what are you doing for a living? Working for minimum wage at McDonald's?" My brother was ready to belt him because he had this still tunnel vision that unless you're white, Anglo-Saxon, and Protestant, you're not going to get anywhere in this world.
And sadly, there are people that are bigoted. So certainly you don't want to see that happen. But at the same time, see, here's what I was talking about. And there are terrible examples of somebody being picked on, et cetera. That's awful. That's bullying at a very young age. We talked to somebody about bullying in the first hour. But sadly, too, what you see, Sam, is the political correctness and people not being afraid to say what they really think as well, or seeing something that's odd, that's off, that's not being reported. For example, where you work, if you saw somebody, I mean, you like me, I'm speaking for you, but I can tell from the years we've talked in the air, are pretty open-minded. You have a spectrum of a lot of different kinds of friends.
But
if you have Muslim friends, but if you had somebody at work who was exhibiting things that were definitely pointing toward, oh my gosh, something's not right here, I'm worried that so-and-so has gone off the radical deep end for whatever reason, would you say anything? I mean, something that you knew could be harmful, and you were dead on.
Okay, we have a policy, because like I told you, I work for the city of Montreal, and I'm a supervisor. And the rule is, okay, you want to spend your religious beliefs, there's the door. Here, you're working for the city of Montreal between, you know, 9 and 5. 5:01 and 1 second at 8:59:59, you want to drop off little leaflets saying, you know, Jesus, you know, is yours, or Allah is the, or as one person once saw in the cab, Allah is the only true God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stays outside because our policy is zero tolerance.
And that should be. Don't you think that's pretty? Don't you think that's a good policy?
It is, but I mean, many moons ago, Montreal was a very. You know, you've been up here a few times to watch your Flyers lose a hockey game or two.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know. But this year, I think this year, if you ever come up here, it's going to be watching our Canadians lose a hockey game. Because of the big Catholic influence, there was always, like when I first started working for the city, there was always, you know, a cross, you know, a crucifix with Jesus and the whole bit. Mm-hmm. But now, we discussed it in the office. Do you want to keep it up or not? We keep it up for show. You know, because it looks nice, adds a certain amount to, you know, to the office. But other offices took it down because, you know, they thought it would, you know, it's a religious symbol. But for us, it's, you know, show, you know.
Right. So, see, I think that's the way to go. And what they're saying is, right. Absolutely, outside of work, you can say or do whatever you want to do. That has nothing to do. But it's
right.
But at work, because can you imagine how nasty it could get?
Right.
So in the case of the military, certainly there should be zero tolerance because...
Right.
Think of what they're doing and where they're serving and where they have to go with Afghanistan and Iraq. Crazy stuff. Sam, thanks as always.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to the dungeon. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to throw in this imam that we've heard about, Anwar al-Awlaki, who was the spiritual leader at two mosques where three 9/11 hijackers worshipped, if you remember. And, of course, also... Major Hassan apparently worshipped at the Virginia one as well, where he was there for a while. So now he's got a website, and he lives he's Yemeni now. I guess he could be classified as someone who lives there. But he is definitely a radical American because he was born in America, etc. In fact, he's on the most wanted military list. And this imam I'm talking about, and on his website, he posts that more people, more Muslims should follow in the footsteps of Major Hassan, that the only way a Muslim can justify serving in the U.S. military is if he intends to follow in his footsteps and act like he did, that he's a hero. He's a man of conscience who could not bear living the contradiction of being a Muslim and serving in an army that is fighting against his own people. Luckily, he does not live in America, and that's why he's on that hit list, because he's a guy who was arrested in 2006 with a small group of suspected al-Qaeda militants in the capital. He was released a year later after signing a pledge he wouldn't break the law or leave the country. He is a native-born U.S. citizen. Let's throw him in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, he was released from a Yemeni jail last year. He's gone missing, as I said, he's on Yemen's most wanted military list, according to the folks over there. He's very well known in the intelligence community, and Homeland Security is very aware. He's on their radar, too. He publishes all kinds of violent lectures and targets U.S. audiences, and so that was the latest from him. He deserves to be more than slammed in prison for encouraging what happened at Fort Hood. Stay with us. Stretch Drive time this hour. Odds and Ends next.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hot odds and ends and what's happening, not just what's happening at Fort Hood, which obviously still leaves us all with a heavy heart. They're going to have a big memorial for the folks at Fort Hood, those that were killed. They're going to do that on Tuesday. We'll have more on that. Also, we're going to talk to a retired military man about the safety on the bases. A lieutenant colonel will be doing that tomorrow on our next show, and then after that we've got a terrorism. The following night, we've got a terrorism expert on to talk about what's happening and who dropped the ball on this whole thing with Major Hassan, which, by the way, now he's awake off the ventilator and able to talk, apparently. So we'll see what that yields and what charges come as a result. Today, a lot of the world was actually watching or reminiscing about the Berlin Wall, the fact that there was now the 20th anniversary. Mikhail Gorbachev, of course, was one of those that was actually celebrated. Tens of thousands of people were there for the Berlin Wall collapse. And still now, the former Soviet leader, people were chanting Gorby, Gorby, Gorby. A lot of people showed up that infamous wall's destruction to mark that. 20 years is definitely one of the anniversaries that you look back and think of at the time. Geez, it seems like so long ago, but you remember what happened back in the day, and you remember what it meant to see that thing torn down. Now, President Obama wasn't there. He did a video message thing. That was actually introduced by the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying that, you know, this was a message for those who believe, even in the face of cynicism and doubt and oppression, that walls truly can come down. It was what it symbolized, I think, two decades ago. What a historic first step, certainly, that was. It led to the end of the communist regime, anyway, in East Germany, and the reunification, certainly, of Germany after decades of horrible feelings and people being killed and division. And really, let's face it, credited that wall coming down with the end of the Cold War. So it had to be an incredible moment for the Germans who were there, older and younger people. What a day that had to have been. And so it kind of gave me goosebumps to go back and look at old footage of it and then see the thousands and thousands of people who came to see it again this time around to commemorate what happened there. And they had these big dominoes of all colors, and they just let the dominoes fall. And I thought that was an excellent way to symbolize what happened two decades ago. In the meantime, in the Gulf Coast, they're worried about Hurricane Ida, which has kind of been downgraded to a tropical storm, but they're still not out of the woods. And remember, Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, declared a state of an emergency ahead of the curve to have the National Guard on alert. So you've got a weakened tropical storm now drenching the U.S. coast as we speak. Certainly oil installations were hit because of how far they are offshore, and that actually shut down about 30% of the Gulf energy production. That can make gas go up, particularly in certain regions, when you think of what they supply. And the center of the storm is expected to cross the coast near Mobile, Alabama. That's happening in the next hour or two. At one time, this hurricane was considered a Category 2. Now the winds have dropped to about 70 miles an hour or so, maybe a little less than that, which is very good news. You're still probably going to have some flooding. You had one rescue where two workers had to be pulled off of an oil rig that was damaged off of New Orleans. And, of course, in El Salvador, boy, Ida wreaked havoc there. 124 and counting, they don't know for sure, but the people dead as a result of the flood and mudslides and all that sort of stuff. So they didn't take any chances at Mobile Bay either. They stopped traffic there, closed schools and government offices and whatnot, because they're very prone, very, very prone to floods there. It doesn't take much, particularly a high-grade tropical storm, and certainly any kind of a hurricane would lead to that. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hi, hon. I don't want to talk about the hurricane, but I do want to talk about something that you brought up earlier in your show. I wasn't able to call in sooner. I wish I could have. About how, what can you say as far as when something's out of whack or something seems funny, and should people get involved and say something that's, you know, specifically tied to, like, a terrorism case? And you had wondered, have we gone too far as political correctness? You mentioned those two topics. I have some information. This is a similar case. And I'm doing this off the top of my head. Usually I have a list of stuff I want to talk to you about, but you always let me go on and on, and I love you for it. There is a judge, okay? I'll give you the basics. I'll tell you who the judge is. Judge Ann Montgomery of Minnesota Federal District Court Judge in Minnesota. You talked about political correctness. Have we gone too far? Do you remember the case of the flying imams? They sued.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, and they settled.
They settled. They actually won that case.
Yeah.
This is a quote from the judge, a column that I read. But let's listen to what the judge said about why they were detained, how many police officers were there, and she sided with the imams. Quote, unquestionably, the events of 9/11 changed the calculus in the balance of American society chooses to make, especially in airport settings, between liberty and security. Ultimately, the proper balance will be achieved in large part because we have the most capable and diligent law enforcement and intelligence communities in the world. But when a law enforcement officer exercises the power of the sovereign over its citizens, she or he has a responsibility to operate within the bounds of the Constitution and cannot raise the specter of 9/11 as an absolute exception to that responsibility, end quote. What she basically says is, America, you can kiss your rear end goodbye. They ruled for the imams. The people that called the police, called the federal air marshals and said, these guys are doing this, they did this on purpose. They reacted to see what kind of – they did it to see what kind of reaction they would get. And the judge, sure, Ms. Montgomery, just told America it's too bad. What it means is we talked about this, whether it was the rape case or the imams or this killer terrorist in Texas. If you get involved, you better be damn sure you're on the right side of the law. And there's no telling where it's going to go. You could be held responsible if someone takes offense to this. And I give credit to the terrorists around the world and the imams, because they looked at the, forgive me for saying this, America, they looked at the black community always crying racism and how things are going this way and that way and how people are afraid to speak up when there was really no racism, where something goes on. And they say, look how cowardly these Americans are. We can beat them in their own country. They use the First Amendment freedom of religion against us. They're saying, you can't go into a mosque, you can't stop us, because you have a constitution. I'm not saying tear up the constitution. Of course, you know how much I love this country and what we stand for. But we better recognize that these same people that have killed our soldiers are still coming, and they're using everything they can, all of our great freedoms, against us. It's time to wake up, America. I'll call you tomorrow, baby. Thanks.
All right. He's right. It is time to wake up. You have to, and he's right about the imams. I thought that immediately when that case happened out of Minneapolis, when they were saying the prayers in the middle of the aisles and the plane, et cetera, that it was a planted thing to see what the reaction would be. And so playing right into the hands, of course, of justice. And the settlement happens, and, of course, who are the winners in it? It's the flying imams, basically. And it goes to what Mark said, what I brought up earlier about political correctness, and just when is enough when it comes to, you know, the PC police, et cetera. So people don't want to get involved. People want to bury their head in the sand. They don't want to say anything. They don't want to notice anything. They want to stay in their own little bubble now more than ever for fear of retribution, for fear that they would be the one that would be in trouble. They would be the one that would get fired and lose their career. Perhaps that's what happened in the military situation. Ooh, can't say anything. That was very odd what Major Hassan did when he was supposed to talk about medicine or helping people, because he's an Army psychiatrist, and said he goes off on the whole Muslim serving in the Army, which he's done his entire career. But nobody says anything like, gee, it was odd. That was incredibly off topic. How about this from Richard Nixon, of all people? We cannot learn from one another. I love this. We cannot learn from one another until we stop shouting at one another, until we speak quietly enough so that our words can be heard as well as our voices. Food for thought, particularly on this show where it is about that conversation.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.